A reading from Genesis 27 and 28. When Isaac had grown old and his eyesight was failing, he summoned his older son Esau and said to him, "My son." And Esau said, "I'm here." He said, "I'm old and I don't know when I'll die, so now take your hunting gear, your bow and quiver of arrows, go out in the field and hunt game for me. Make me the delicious food that I love and bring it to me so I can eat. Then I can bless you before I die." Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to his son Esau. When Esau went out to the field to hunt game and bring it back, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Now, my son, listen to me, to what I'm telling you to do. Go to the flock, get me 2 healthy young goats so I can prepare them as the delicious food your father loves. You can bring it to your father. He will eat, and then he will bless you before he dies." With his mother Rebekah, Jacob tricked his father into thinking he was Esau. So Isaac gave him the blessing intended for his older brother. When their father learned of the deception,
Isaac was so shocked that he trembled violently. He said, "Who was the hunter just here with game? He brought me food, and I ate all of it before you came. I blessed him, and he will stay blessed." When Esau heard what his father said, he let out a loud, agonizing cry and wept bitterly. He said to his father, "Bless me, me too, my father." Isaac said, "Your brother has already come deceitfully and has taken your blessing." Esau said, "Isn't this why he is called Jacob? He's taken me twice now. He took my birthright, and now he's taken my blessing." Esau was furious at Jacob because his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, "When the period of mourning for the death of my father is over, I will kill my brother."
Rebekah was told what her older son Esau was planning. So she summoned her younger son Jacob and said to him, "Esau, your brother, is planning revenge. He plans to kill you. So now, my son, listen to me. Get up and escape to my brother Laban in Haran. Live with him for a short while until your brother's rage subsides. Until your brother's anger at you goes away and he forgets what you did to him. Then I will send for you and bring you back from there. Why should I suffer the loss of both of you on the same day?"
Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. He reached a certain place and spent the night there. When the sun had set, he took one of the stones at that place and put it near his head. Then he lay down there. He dreamed and saw a raised staircase, its foundation on earth and its top touching the sky, and God's messengers were ascending and descending on it. Suddenly the Lord was standing on it and saying, "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will become like the dust of the earth. You will spread out to the west, east, north, and south. Every family of earth will be blessed because of you and your descendants. I am with you now. I will protect you everywhere you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done everything that I have promised you."